Well, good morning to each of you on the line this morning. I want to say welcome to the Morning Mojo call. And I really count it an honor and a privilege to be able to share with you this morning. My name is Pat Rubner-Ryan, and I am a regional coordinator in the Queens, New York marketplace. And today I just wanted to share with you on the power of a seed. Sowing and reaping. You know, I love to plant a garden in the spring. I don't know if we have some farmers on the line or anyone that loves gardening, but I love to watch the plants grow, blossom, and bear fruit. I have been reaping tomatoes, peppers, cucumbers, you know, other vegetables, and it always amazes me how every day there are more fruits, you know, overnight. There are some that are ripening, some that are new, some blossom, and there's some that just seem not to be growing. They're all in their different phases of growth. And I would like to compare this to our journey in life and in our business. Our harvest is determined by the kind of seed we have planted. And here are a few points. You know, number one, we reap only what we have sown. Number two, we reap the same kind as we sow. Three, we reap in different seasons than we sow. Number four, we reap more than we sow. Number five, we reap in proportion to what we sow. Number six, we can't do anything about last year's harvest, but we can do something about this year's. And number seven, the fruit ripens at different times. If we don't sow, we won't reap. John Maxwell, he said, for a good future, without investing in today, is like a farmer waiting for a crop without ever planting a seed. Planting has a method. First, the ground has to be prepared, the soil plowed, and some unwanted stuff thrown out, like the stones, the weeds, and maybe some pests. I'm comparing sowing and reaping to our life, and it goes across the board to every area in our life. We have the choice to sow every day into the lives of others. Seeds of kindness, joy, peace, goodwill, forgiveness, charity. And we have the choice to share this blessing of ACN to someone who's praying for an opportunity to change their life. We have to make the decision to let go of the things that hinder our growth and break the culture and the cycle. We all made the decision to get into this great company. We saw the opportunity and decided to plant a seed. Yet many times we allow the fears and doubts to crowd our minds, and we become mediocre in our thinking. In the book, An Enemy Called Average, the author James Mason, he said, mediocrity is a region bound on the north by compromise, on the south by indecision, on the east by past thinking, and on the west by lack of vision. John Maxwell said, success is knowing your purpose in life, growing to reach your maximum potential, and sowing seeds that benefit others. We all want to be successful. After the ground is prepared, the seed is sown. We want to sow good seeds. We want to sow continually. There has to be consistency. It's focusing on the task at hand, and it ties directly into building habits that can positively change our behavior. Consistency builds confidence, and that leads to momentum. There's a scripture in the Bible in Ecclesiastes that says, He that regards the wind will not sow, and he that observes the clouds will not reap. We cannot let the conditions around us prevent our commitment. What are your conditions? You know, we can say it's a bad time, I'm too old, the economy, we can say it's the company, we can say my mentors, we can play the blame game. It's easy to do that. And you can collect evidence to substantiate our beliefs, you know, that's the crazy thing. We have to get rid of the seed devourers of negativity, fear, doubt, and procrastination. Procrastination. Naturally, as the seed germinates, we fertilize it, we water it, we nourish it. And we see the plant, you know, come up growing. And similarly in our lives, we make the sacrifices. We are patient, we endure, we are persistent. The results are coming. Gestation of the seed varies. Each seed has a different cycle. Don't be distracted. Don't quit. Don't compare your journey with someone else. The farmer waits. The farmer waits. In the darkest time, while the seed is under the ground, it seems like there is no activity. But something is happening beneath the ground. Life is being created. In due time, a young plant will shoot up out of the ground. There will be breakthrough. The plant will be immature at first and tender at the beginning, but it will grow, mature, and bring forth fruit in its season. We'll ride a roller coaster of life. There will be valley and mountaintop experiences. We know that it's true on this ride with ACN. There will be times when we plateau or seem to be drifting along with no momentum. But if we keep on sowing that seed, peeking, making those calls, inviting, being present consistently, we will get our breakthrough. It's not too late to sow a seed in this business. Sow seeds. Many seeds, consistently, today. If you don't like the crop you're reaping, check the seed you're sowing. We are all in different seasons and phases of growth in this company. We have the resources and the right conditions for sowing, that's for sure. Let's sow today. In his book, Today Matters, John Maxwell says, people create success in their life by focusing on today. It may sound trite, but today is the only time you have. Today is the only time I have. It's too late for yesterday, and you can't depend on tomorrow. That's why today matters. We have awesome mentors that are sowing into our lives daily. May we also sow seeds that will make us better, stronger, and more successful business owners. Have a fruitful and blessed day, everyone. God bless.